relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
Our fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note nor long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
If Olivia Rodrigo tells you to get vaccinated, you get vaccinated.
Here's one that says, I got my first dose of the Fauci ouchie.
It's not a cult. Not a cult at all. The Fauci ouchie. I still don't know who Olivia Rodrigo is, but she's in the White House with Fauci talking about the fact that if people say somebody from the... I think she's Disney. She's Disney? She's Disney Channel. If somebody from the Disney Channel says, inject something into your body, you should do that. Welcome to America First with me, your host, Sebastian Gorka. It's Friday. Happy Friday. Jeff has been working overtime. I don't think he slept last night. We have such a guest list today. We have Trish Regan, Jim Jordan, Peter Schweitzer, Jim Carafano, Andy Biggs, and the Baron, and you. And of course, it's Friday, so it's Ask Dr. G Anything Friday. It's Second Amendment Friday. But we've got to talk some news. Let's talk about the news of Mark Milley, still the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, the most senior military individual in the most powerful military in the world, who's a coward, who's against the Constitution and the laws of the Republic. Latest revelations that he tried to block a member of the Trump administration being nominated to be director of the CIA. Kash Patel, former chief investigator for Devin Nunes in Congress, then one of the deputies to the acting Secretary of Defense. We'll talk about the reactions from Kash Patel on Tucker Carlson's show. But the revelations are of enough of a serious magnitude to have President Trump himself make a statement. This is the latest statement from the 45th President of the United States, Donald Trump. Despite the fact that the 2020 presidential election was rigged and stolen, and while numerous people, including the outside public, were saying we should bring in the military, I never gave it a thought. The writings within these third-rate books are fake news, and quote-unquote General Milley, who Mattis wanted to send to Europe in order to get rid of him, if he said what was reported, perhaps he should be impeached or court-martialed and tried. Never once did I have a discussion with him about bringing in the military or a quote-unquote coup, which makes any sense because I lost total confidence in him and the way he handled himself on our little walk to the church. Remember that church? The walk to St. John's Episcopal Church, a block away from the White House, which was firebombed by the Antifa and BLM rioters. He tries to be a tough guy, which he is not, but he choked beyond belief as soon as a microphone was stuffed in front of his face or at the mere sight of the fake news media. Quite a sight, I remember. I do. His inability to address the press with all those ribbons on his chest. What a strange figure of a man Mark Milley he makes. What there was a rigged and stolen election, and those facts have come out and are coming out loud and clear. Because of the rigged election, our country will suffer like perhaps never before, with open borders, crime, and inflation, which will eat everyone alive. That's why it's more important than ever to be engaged, to be active, so that next year and in 2024, we trounce these individuals who are truly un-American and acting against the strictures of the Constitution. Let's listen to a man who was blocked by Mark Milley in contravention of the U.S. Constitution. This is Kash Patel, formerly of the Intelligence Committee on Capitol Hill, also the deputy Secretary of Defense for the acting Secretary of Defense on Tucker Carlson's show, Play Cut 3.
Kash Patel served as chief of staff to the acting U.S. Secretary of Defense under the last administration. He joins us now. Kash Patel, thanks so much for coming on. First question, do you believe this reporting is accurate?
Great to be with you, Tucker. And based on the reporting and my experiences in the Defense Department with Chairman Milley, I believe the reporting to be very accurate and very unfortunate and tragic that the highest uniformed officer in the country would controvert his responsibility and possibly break the law, because the Constitution and the federal statutes only allow the chairman to advise the president on military affairs. He has no command authority whatsoever.
Because he was not elected by anyone. That's how our system works. Power vests with people the public chooses to represent them. That's what democracy is. It's not that complicated. So if he's trying to control who the next CIA director is, prevent you from getting the job, as it happens, that's so far outside what we call, I guess, democratic norms. I just wonder why no one said anything about it.
You're totally right, and I'm glad you're covering it because so few people have. Look, the statutes are clear. He is responsible for advising the president and the Secretary of Defense on military affairs. If anyone else in that role controverted federal statute passed by Congress, they would be, as you said, removed promptly from that position, or he should resign. But he wants to create and has created a joint staff operation that is a pseudo defense department all on its own, which he has hijacked the authority of the Secretary of Defense and the President of the United States and to execute as he sees fit. And that is in contravention of the law. And he has become the very thing that he is lobbied against, which is one of the biggest political operatives in the United States Defense Department. He is now officially the Kraken of the swamp.
He is now officially the Kraken of the swamp. It seems to be a recurring theme of late. The left's gaslighting of America. Why? Well, here's the perfect example. For 4 years, we were told that this man was a dictator, that Donald Trump wants to create some kind of banana republic and use the military to stay in power. What's the truth? Did he spy on journalists like Obama did? Did he lock up the sources for those journalists like Obama did? Did he spy? Did he use the NSA and the CIA and the FBI to surveil the other party's presidential campaign? No, that's what Democrats do. And now we have, in contravention of what is meant to be the bedrock of our national security establishment, which is civilian control of the military. This isn't Argentina in the 1980s. This isn't Fidel Castro's Cuba or Franco's Spain. The chief of the military isn't a man in uniform. In America, the commander-in-chief wears no uniform. He's a civilian. The military has to take his orders. But in contravention of that constitutional order, we have the most senior man in uniform, never elected by anybody, Mark Milley, think that he gets to take the decisions, thinking that he gets to obstruct and choose who other members of the cabinet should be. That is the definition of a banana republic. That is a threat to the security of all Americans, irrespective of who you voted for, irrespective of what your personal political proclivities are. When a man who has no political legitimacy, none, who according to the National Security Act of 1947, according to the U.S. Constitution, has zero command authority, none. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs has zero command authority. The constitutional mandate, the code is clear. He is an advisor on military issues to the incumbent commander-in-chief, who happens to be the civilian president. Mark Milley is a threat to the American Republic. And he's clearly not a Republican. And he clearly does not believe in America First. He is a coward, and he's a dangerous coward. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, broadcasting across the nation to millions of listeners on hundreds of stations, live streaming on video, rumble.com/Seb Gorka. Back with the one and only Trish Regan. Relief Factor. Are you in daily pain like I was 2.5 years ago? Have you sought relief elsewhere only to fail? If that's the case, you've got to try Relief Factor. Listen, not just to me, but the tens of thousands of Americans who are getting their lives back free of pain. People like Yvonne from California. Both my husband and I are in our 70s and are so grateful to have found Relief Factor. We tried so many other solutions, but none of them have given us the freedom of being pain-free like Relief Factor. Listen to those words, pain-free, incredible. Find out for yourself. There's only one way to know. Order the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Yvonne, and thousands of your fellow Americans. Don't wait any longer. Call today, 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384. relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com.
Does the Fed know what they're doing? Does Biden even have a plan? What do you need to know about our economic future? Let's talk to our market maven, Trish Regan, of The Trish Regan Show.
It's Friday. It's the second segment of the first hour, and that means we have got to go to our newest Salem colleague. She is the host of the Trish Regan Show. Subscribe today. She's on Rumble. She's on Twitter at Trish_Regan and her website, trishintel.com. Trish, welcome back to America First. Hey.
Good to see you again, Seb. Welcome back to you as well.
Thank you kindly. It's great to be back in the studio after a little respite in the Adriatic. You have been such a champion on the question of Venezuela, so we have to talk about the events of the last few days in Cuba. But before we get to that, let's stay home. You are our market maven. Just three little headlines I'd like to read to you. You are clearly a Nostradamus. You have your crystal ball. Gas prices hit record $3.15 a gallon amid oil price surge. Inflation continues, rapid surge rises at the fastest pace in 13 years. And then the last one, a kind of theme of our discussions over the last year, cities in blue states have worse labor market rebounds than those in red states. Trish, you saw it coming. How bad is it gonna get?
It's gonna get pretty bad. I mean, here, let me walk you through it, what's actually happening. Sure, the market maybe going up, right? And you've got some decent economic numbers out there. But overall, we're getting into an environment. Once inflation, you know, starts going, it's really hard to put the genie back in the bottle, so to speak. We saw this in the 1970s, and it really feels quite similar to the 1970s all over again. I mean, think about what we had to deal with at that time. Rising gas prices, rising food prices, and yet simultaneously you have what they call stagflation because the economy wasn't growing enough. We're now in a situation, Seb, where prices are going up, 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 and away. I mean, numbers that we have not seen before. 5.4% was CPI, Consumer Price Index, in the last month. There's not a great way to fight this, and if you don't have the growth to go alongside it, we're really going to be in a jam. And I don't believe that we're going to have this growth. I mean, it's okay in comparison to what it's been, right? Because a year ago, things were obviously very, very different. But this is not sustainable, and it's going to hurt everyone. It's going to hurt the middle class the most because the middle class gets hit by these inflationary numbers. It's too bad.
Just a story from a good friend. He owns a brewery, a very successful brewery in a rather depressed part of a state that you love. And he's looking for a new GM, a new guy to run the bar. He's having to pay that GM $105,000, Trish. Isn't that insane? To run a bar?
Well, that's what the Biden administration wants, right? Because they're trying to raise wages. But if you've got inflation simultaneously alongside that, then it really doesn't matter, does it? I mean, it just makes it more difficult for people starting out. It's very disappointing. I mean, I live in the New England area. You cannot like go and sit down and have a normal dinner because there's nobody to wait on you.
Right.
My parents and I went to a Chinese restaurant the other night. They had all these open tables and they were like, sorry, we don't know if we can seat you for 15 minutes. We have only one server tonight.
Oh my gosh. That's Biden's economy, Trish. That's Biden's economy. Let's talk about the events just 80 miles off the shore of Miami and the administration's reaction. The fact that it took a week for the White House to admit that this isn't about vaccines, this isn't about COVID, and there may be something wrong with the economic system in Cuba, Trish.
Just something. You know, I don't know. This little thing called communism. Maybe communism doesn't work. You notice AOC and Black Lives Matter, they've taken a very different stand. They're saying, oh, it's because of all those, you know, trade issues and embargoes and sanctions. That's why Cuba's in a bad spot. Nothing to do with communism, nothing to see here, folks. I mean, think about that. It's appalling. It's appalling that it took the Biden administration this long to come out and say, yeah, communism doesn't really work. They're so scared of alienating the extremists in their party, and they are extremists. AOC, Bernie Sanders, Rashida Tlaib, Ilhan Omar, all these people that somehow think communism isn't the issue here when in fact it is. They were so scared of them that they didn't come out and do the proper thing from the beginning. And I still am very doubtful as to whether or not we're going to see much support for Cuba. Don't forget, Cubans know what communism is like, right? So when they move to the United States of America, they're not voting for the communist-like style principles and policies that the Biden team
is trying. Well, this is why Alejandro Mayorkas has said, don't you dare come here.
Now, you tell me, Seb. I mean, look, how is it that we're willing to roll out the red carpet for migrants? And by the way, he used the term migrants when referring to those coming from Cuba. You notice they never call people coming over the border from Mexico migrants. They always refer to them as immigrants.
Yes.
Well, let me just say that the illegal migrants coming over the border, they're not escaping what people in Cuba are escaping. I mean, the Cubans are legitimate refugees from a regime that will kill them if they're found out. I mean, these are real refugees. And so when we talk about being hospitable to refugees, shouldn't we at least be looking at the Cubans? And you know they're not. And I find that peculiar, but incredibly sad, because I suspect that the real reason here is all politics.
Well, it is. Let's listen to AOC, who lays the blame not on the Castro regime, but on America. Cut to.
And one of the things that we want to make sure that we communicate is our solidarity with the Cuban people. And what's extraordinarily important for us to communicate as well is the actions and U.S. contributions to the suffering of Cubans on the island as well. And that is directly related to the embargo, the U.S. embargo, like other U.S. policies, particularly other U.S. policies targeting Latin Americans and Latinos. The cruelty is the point.
So it's not the cruelty of a 62-year-old communist regime. It's our embargo, Trish?
Well, it's always our fault, right? So haven't you learned that? It's always the fault of the United States of America with these people. They seem to have forgotten that, you know, we'd all be speaking German right now if it wasn't for the United States of America. But let me just say, AOC, she's using this opportunity. Again, this is like a political chip, and I find this really distressing because I think about how broken we are right now. When you have a party out there, when you have leftists that will actually say, yes, we're going to bring in as many people as we can from Mexico. We don't care if they have any way to support themselves. We're going to, you know, hold them up on a pedestal while simultaneously disparaging those from Cuba. I mean, I got a real problem with that. And don't tell me it's the fault of the United States of America. When we actually are standing up for something, we're standing for freedom. We want these people to have an opportunity in Cuba. We don't want the government to take every single last dime and leave them impoverished. I mean, AOC seems to be okay with that. She's got two apartments and a Tesla. I guess it works for her.
Wow.
But I'm sorry, the rest of America, no.
And not only that, she is, of course, not a Democrat. She, for those who didn't see the background of this lady, she was elected as a member of the DSA, the Democratic Socialists of America. She's not even a Democrat, and she's definitely out of the closet. That's who AOC, the squad, Bernie et al. Truly are. Follow her on Twitter at Trish_Reagan. Also, TrishIntel.com. And subscribe today to The Trish Reagan Show. God bless. Have a great weekend. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Your call's next. And then Congressman Jim Jordan.
America First.
Can you believe it? They are saying that they don't agree with America First. How do you say that?
Magnificent.
You just don't say it, not on this show. It's true. Trish is right. They're trying to destroy the economy, trying to socialize it. Let's fight back with the great people at the Job Creators Network. They're looking for some advocates for small and medium-sized businesses, advisors, advocates, people that they will train up, help you place op-eds in local papers and get you on local TV news stations. We need to push back on the insanity of the fake infrastructure deal, the $15 minimum wage. Together, these will destroy small businesses. Become part of the JCN team. Find out today. Go to joinjcn.com. That's joinjcn.com. Become part of the solution. Become a professional advocate for the people who employ more than 60 million Americans across the country. It's a cult. We opened the show with this woman, this girl, Olivia Rodrigo from Disney with Fauci. But it's really, it's cultic. It's creepy. Here's another cut from the White House. Cut 8, St. Fauci and Olivia Rodrigo.
I had a dream that I got the COVID-19 vaccine and met Dr. Fauci afterwards. I told him that I'd bought his bobblehead, and he was super cool about it.
I saw your bobblehead today.
Did you like it?
Yeah, it was amazing. It was great. Did anyone else spend their Friday afternoon driving to their second vaccine appointment and crying to Olivia Rodrigo, or was that just me? Hey, I love that. I'm so happy that I'm soundtracking your vaccine appointment. That's great. That makes me very happy.
I'm so happy that you are thinking of me when you're getting a needle in your arm. Mr. G was shaking his head. He's at the desk now. He's running our engineering. Mr. G, how creepy is that?
Not only that, it's so dumb. Do you think that's going to convince
well,
some...
I wanted to ask you, do you think that has any effect on kids?
Zero whatsoever. And here's the other thing. What 12-year-old kid is probably making the decision to get the vaccine? They have no idea about it. It's their parents.
And bobbleheads. If you like bobbleheads, that makes you get a vaccine, right, Mr. G?
And the Fauci-ouchie. That's got to be a drop.
The Fauci-ouchie has to be a drop. Okay, we have so many guests. Let's get to some calls. Let's go to Al, California, line two. Welcome to America First.
How you doing, Sebastian?
It's Friday. Of course I'm good.
Good. Hey, listen, I've got a kind of an esoteric question. You and I usually talk about guns or sovereign borders, but here's my question. I'm sure you've thought of it because both you and I have had to deal with these people. What is it that makes somebody want to be a Hitler or a Stalin or a Saddam Hussein? Now, they've done analysis of these guys. They found that three of those dictators, their fathers beat them up. But why would anybody want to be like that? Be a rotten
It's very
dictator.
Simple. Evil. Evil is real. Evil exists. It's because they're evil.
Yeah. I think there are some people that are simply evil and simply have to be stood up to. Okay, one final point, since the news media won't tell anybody this. 99% of the American people did not kill anybody this year with or without a gun. So, you and I didn't kill anybody this year.
And Al, I have a lot of guns. And guess what? None of my guns killed anybody this year. How strange is that? And some of them are black. They're black and scary, you know, like those assault weapons we hear about. Oh, wow. How did they not kill anybody? So strange. Thank you, Al. Great question, as usual. It's Friday. And who else is on the line from Brooklyn? The one and only Judy.
I got to make up for less time. You know something? This is blowing my mind, Dr. G, okay? Where is Fauci or the CDC or AOC or any of these hypocrites, okay, regarding COVID-infested illegal migrants?
Yes.
Thank you very much. 15 to 25%, over 800,000 to a million, you do the math, that have been released all over the United States, and they're reporting a COVID spread in California and all the other states. But no mention of the fact that you've got all these people not tested, and they're released into the public among all of us. And you know what? This is definitely a deliberate, diabolical Democratic move to once again try and hold on to their COVID election mail-in fraud plus. And the thing is, it's just so outrageous because it puts all of us in jeopardy. And they sit there and talk about vaccinations, and there they were, and they just let these people go and spread COVID. It's like
ridiculous. The worst part of it all, Judy, you're absolutely right. These people who are spread across the nation, mostly into Republican strongholds, these illegal immigrants, their bus ticket, their plane ticket is paid for by you, by me, by the U.S. taxpayer. It is an attempt to undermine our political system, because if you're a liberal, you're not having babies. They got to create voters out of something, and they want to amnesty the 2 million illegals crossing our border this year. It's an outrage. It has to stop. Be part of the solution. Put pressure on local politicians, and if you can, run yourself. I'm Sebastian Gorka. The number here, 833-33-GORKA, 833-334-6752. Coming to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios.
Portions of America First are brought to you in part by Job Creators Network.
Have you seen this unbelievable video? I don't know who took it. It was a patriot, clearly, from Fairfax County at a PTA meeting. Somebody from the NAACP called Michelle Leet. Wanting her fellow Americans to die. I mean, she's clearly mentally unstable. Listen to how she speaks. But this is today's left, and you need to see the evidence. Cut four, play cut.
Let's deny this off-key band of people that are anti-education, anti-teacher, anti-equity, anti-history, anti-racial reckoning, anti-opportunities, anti-health people, anti-diversity, anti-platform, anti-science, anti-change agent, anti-social justice, anti-healthcare, anti-worker, anti-LGBTQ+, anti-children, anti-live and let live people. Let them die.
How insane are they? How insane are they? Anti-live and let die, and then she says they should die. That's the insanity. You protest critical race theory and they want you to die. I know somebody has an opinion on that issue. He is, of course, one of the true freedom fighters on Capitol Hill, and he's joining us this Friday. Jim Jordan, Congressman Jordan, welcome to America First.
Always good to be with you, Sebastian.
Congressman Jordan, on the issue of CRT, that clearly is triggering lots of liberals now that lots of Americans are realizing what it is. Could this be a turning point? Could this make a lot of people wake up to the threat of radicalized left-wing politics in America?
I think it's doing just that. I think you're exactly right. We now have, this has never happened, I don't think, in American history. We now have what I would argue is a majority of one of the major political parties where a majority of that party doesn't like the country, thinks the country's bad, thinks the country is by nature racist, which we know is not true. You know, just thinks America is not the greatest nation ever, like we all in the Republican Party. And I think still, frankly, a lot of Democrats think that as well. But that's what this, I think, underscores is the fact that you now have a bunch of lefties in the Democrat Party who don't like our country and don't like the principles and values that make us a special place.
He's the ranking member of the Judiciary Committee. He's from the beautiful 4th District of Ohio. Follow him, Jim_Jordan on Twitter, jordan.house.gov. Congressman, it's not just the radicals. It's the lack of self-awareness. And let me just, without a political tinge, let me ask you to just comment. Texan state representatives renege on their duty to represent their constituents, get on private jets to escape to the swamp, and then, Congressman Jordan, take selfies grinning with their masks off?
Yeah, yeah. Take their football and go home. And they don't go home. They go to the place where you have the most radical and crazy ideas. They go to, you know, Washington, D.C. to hang out with other lefties and other Democrats. So, no, I think the American people see this for what it is. This is a joke. We know in America you're not supposed to just go pout and take your, as we always say, take your football and go home.
Right.
You're supposed to do your job and do your responsibility, and they're not. And I think it's great that the Republicans in the great state of Texas are pushing back, particularly the governor, who's talked about what the Constitution allows.
Yeah, I can't wait to see those people arrested and frog marched to the state house to do their job, the job they swore an oath to do. Congressman Jordan, very strange. Can you give us any insight? You're on Capitol Hill fighting a good fight. Why have Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer been so incredibly quiet in the last week with regards to the historic events occurring on the streets of Cuba?
Again, I think it's an indication of where the left is today. They don't want to stand up for freedom. They don't want to stand up for individuals who are actually expressing freedom. You know, you got Cubans putting up the American flag. You got Cubans talking about freedom. You got Cubans talking about, just how bad it is under a communist regime. I've actually had the opportunity to go to Cuba. I was there twice. My background's in the sport of wrestling. I competed there twice back in 1988, 1990.
Did you get to talk to any real Cubans without somebody watching you?
No, it's amazing people, but I got to see firsthand what happens when you have a system that doesn't allow property rights, doesn't allow capitalism, doesn't allow freedom, doesn't respect the rule of law in anything. You see how bad it is. And again, I always say it's not about the people. We're all human beings. We're all in need of God's grace. But when you have systems that repress freedom like they do in Cuba, you see how bad it gets. And those people are yearning for what we enjoy in this great country, yearning for an opportunity to be able to set goals, have dreams, and go make them happen, which you cannot do in these communist systems. And to have Democrats not speak out in favor of these individuals in Cuba is again, I think, an indication just how crazy the left's become.
And when you have high Obama holdovers, high officials in the State Department, Congressman Jordan, say that the demonstrations are because of COVID and a shortage of vaccines.
Nobody believes. This is the thing today, Sebastian, and you know this. You've talked about this many times. Nobody believes what comes from the mainstream press. Because time and time again, we have business. You know, they tell us something, they push a narrative, and then we'll learn months later, oh, that was completely false, just like we thought it was at the time they were saying it. So nobody trusts what the mainstream press says. This is one of the great things President Trump has highlighted so well for the country is you can't trust the fake news because it's fake, because it's made up half the time. And so that's what's going on here again, as again and again, as it's done, you know, so many times as they've done so many times before.
Last question to the ranking member of the Judiciary Committee, good friend of America First, a freedom fighter on Capitol Hill, Congressman Jim Jordan. What is your message to the people of Ohio, to the 4th District, to all Americans who believe in the future of the Republic, who've lost faith since November, now that we're seeing some very interesting things roll in from Maricopa County, from Pennsylvania and elsewhere? What is your message to those?
No, just hang on. We got to hold on for the next 17 months. We're going to win back the House of Representatives. Then there'll be a stalemate. And President Trump, I believe, is going to run again in 2024.
Yes.
And we'll win the White House. And then we can get back to that great Trump economy. Not this craziness on the border. Not this crazy inflation that Biden's created. Not all the hassle. I mean, we can get back to the way America is supposed to be.
Beautiful. A powerful message. A man who always brings up the power of God's grace in our interviews. God bless you. Have a beautiful weekend. He is Congressman Jim Jordan. Follow him at Jim_Jordan on Twitter. I'm Sebastian Gorka. More of your calls here on America First. 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. But can I make a confession? In a creepy Biden way. I was a naughty boy today on the way to work. I didn't have time to order lunch like I do for the guys usually. I had a donut, but it's okay. It was a really good one. 7-Eleven, it's called a Sprinklicious. But why was it okay? Because I took my balance of nature as well this morning, which means I can have that donut, but I'm also going to get all the vitamins, all the nutrients we need to be healthy. 6 little capsules, 3 red for fruit, 3 green for vegetables that provide me with 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. All the things you know you should eat. Your mom put on your plate, you know, the spinach, the Brussels sprouts that you may have left there, but you need them. I just call it health in your hand. Order today, and Dr. Douglas Howe, the inventor of Balance of Nature, will give you 35% off and free shipping on your first preferred order. Be the healthiest you can be. You know it makes sense, and even when you're a little bit naughty, it's okay. Call 800-246-8751. Promo code G-O-R-K-A. That's 800-246-8751, or go to balanceofnature.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A. That's balanceofnature.com, promo code GORKA. Be the healthiest you can be. Balanceofnature.com.
This is America First Caller Clinic number 47. We recommend you don't do this.
2020 is the year of the Groiper. All neocons and boomers will bow to the Groiper. The Groiper army is coming in 2020.
Did you think that up by yourself, or did somebody write that for you? Did your mommy write that for you?
My mom did write that for me, actually. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. Get back to your basement and under her skirt. Thank you. It's fabulous. The things you find when you're filling in for Shad as engineer. Nice, nice, nice. A great blast from the past. I still don't know what a groiper is, but they're all pathetic. And you need to give your mom her phone back. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Live streaming on Facebook, on Rumble, across the nation. Hundreds of radio stations. If you miss a segment, don't forget, go to rumble.com/Seb Gorka. That's rumble.com/SEBGORKA. And you do not want to miss this week's episode of the Gorka Reality Check on Sunday, Newsmax, 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern. That's Newsmax, the Gorka Reality Check, this Sunday, 7 p.m. Set the DVR, get the app, watch it for free on your phone. You will not regret it. We have Dr. Siegel back on Fox telling the truth about COVID. Cut 11, play cut.
That the overdose deaths, 93,000, like you said, the most in this century, by the way, were caused by what she's calling isolation. But our word for isolation is lockdowns, where people don't have access to their loved ones, where people don't have access to any structure, or they don't have any happiness, where they're locked down. They don't have any treatment. They can't get any treatment. They can't even get Narcan, which is the emergency drug that you use for opioids if you're about to stop breathing.
The true cost, not of COVID, but of the lockdown and the 90,000 overdoses last year here in America. Let's go to your calls. Chris in Orlando, line one.
Hello, Dr. Gorka. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I wanted to talk to you about the Cuban crisis and people talking about wanting to get the internet back up in Cuba.
Yes.
Because the overwhelming majority of what I've seen of the opinion is that they're anti-communist. If we get the if the internet is set up again, what's to stop people like Twitter or Facebook from squelching the narrative, what's actually happening, so if it doesn't apply to what the mainstream thought process is?
Nothing.
Why are we even looking at that as a possibility? That's what Rubio was talking about, getting the internet back up and making that a priority. I don't think it's just going to be propaganda that the communists put out.
Yeah, but getting the internet back up, Chris, is the priority there isn't what people can post on Twitter or on Facebook. The priority there is communications, so people can get the word out other ways, with emails. Okay. With, you know, it's not just the social media platforms. These people have to have access. It's like the pamphleteers of the 18th century. So it's not just about social media. Of course they're going to be political activists. Of course they're going to subscribe to whatever they ideologically believe in. But it's much bigger than social media. It's just being able to communicate with the world. Great question, Chris. Next hour, Peter Schweitzer, Jim Carafano, and so much more. Wherever you are, stay with us, won't you?